PFAS, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, are shorthand for a family of over 5,000 toxic chemicals, manufactured to be highly resistant to water, oil, and heat. Sonia Lender is a toxics policy advisor with the Sierra Club. She says it's the durable quality in the chemical structure of PFAS substances that complicates their disposal. PFAS are commonly employed in all kinds of consumer products, from dental floss to pizza boxes and hundreds more. Lender adds that their prolific use is adding up to a big problem.
The hurry to get rid of PFAS is causing state and federal regulators to make really bad decisions. And the chemicals were intentionally designed to fight fires, high temperature fires. We're very concerned that even in the high temperature of a waste incinerator, they are not broken down.
J.D. Dixon is an environmental justice organizer with the United Congregations of Metro East. He says the fight ramped up a couple years back when hazardous waste incinerator Veolia ES Technical Solutions received a contract from the Department of Defense to dispose of PFAS-based firefighting foam.
That it caused cancer, that it literally caused death. I mean, that brought the alarm to the people in the community, and that's what brought them out.
Sonia Lender with the Sierra Club says that these chemicals have been linked to a number of adverse health effects, in part because the substances are extremely resistant to breaking down and build up in the environment. She adds that this pervasive quality of PFAS calls into question any benefit of incinerating PFAS in the first place.
And that the risk is that the chemicals are passing unchanged through the smokestacks and back out into the environment, which would be very dangerous in places like the Veolia incinerator in the East Metro area, where people have been on the receiving end of all types of persistent and toxic waste that was sent to this incinerator over decades.
Last August, Governor Pritzker originally vetoed a bill that would ban the incineration of PFAS on the basis that the definition of incineration was too broad. He approved an amended version this year, which carved out thermal oxidation. It's a type of incineration used at the Veolia facility in Sauget. And it's not the only definition in the legislation that has advocates like J.D. Dixon raising their eyebrows.
What happened with the list that was passed, which was not extensive by far as we wanted it, we wanted a more extensive list with more PFAS chemicals on the list, because that list was only of roughly a few hundred or 200 PFAS chemicals when there's thousands of PFAS chemicals that needed to be incinerated.
The governor's office confirms that the new law restricts the family of PFAS banned for incineration to just those that are covered under EPA Toxics Release Inventory, which represents just a fraction of identified chemicals. But Sonia Lender with the Sierra Club says that the measure is still an important first step.
But we are concerned that hazardous waste incineration is a really dangerous practice. It's a flawed practice. So there's a huge conversation and momentum growing to find safer ways to deal with our most toxic chemical waste.
And according to a statement to WNIJ from Veolia North America, the Sauget facility made the decision to not accept PFAS-related materials several years ago. That comes with the caveat that because so many products contain PFAS, they can't ensure none of the chemicals are incinerated. Veolia added that the legislation has little to no impact on their operations. For J.D. Dixon, with United Congregations of Metro East, the decision to only ban the incineration of PFAS substances listed on the Toxics Release Inventory is in line with the kind of environmental injustice he says has characterized the region for decades now.
So the East St. Louis community is still in danger of PFAS incineration chemicals being burnt in Veolia's incinerator.
PFAS are not currently listed as a hazardous substance. But the U.S. EPA did start the process for developing a strategic roadmap for how to deal with them over the next few years. And last month, the EPA announced it's inviting states to apply for money to address PFAS and other emerging contaminants in drinking water. Illinois might be a strong candidate. Earlier this year, a statewide investigation found that PFAS were detected in over 12% of Illinois community water systems. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.